2608 today.
We face big and difficult challenges. What the American people hope, what they deserve, is for all of us, Democrats and Republicans, to work through our differences, to overcome the numbing weight of our politics. For while the people who sent us here have different backgrounds, different stories, different beliefs, the anxieties they face are the same. The aspirations they hold are shared.
All right, that's a little snippet, some of the softer stuff from the State of the Union address, President Obama in prime time. You'll get a chance to grade the State of the Union. I'll give you my grade. A couple of things that seemed to be the main focus were jobs, also education, and giving kids a chance to get an education, talking specifically about Pell Grants and some other things. The repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, another thing that was thrown out in the State of the Union. So we will go through the entire thing and give you some analysis. And again, your chance to grade the president, his State of the Union address this time around. Some of the themes were pretty familiar. 800-259-5791. Keep that number close. Also in this show, we're going to talk high tech. Apple unveils the iPad, but will it be a winner with the consumers? You're talking about right now, if you were to get one, $499 up to $829. Steve Jobs says it's like holding the internet in your hands. Do you want to hold the internet in your hands? And Ben Bernanke, as the Federal Reserve Chairman, in a recent poll just out the other day, 50 senators are supporting Bernanke by our count and by this poll's count, and 22 are opposed. So what does that mean? And speaking of financial stuff, Timmy Geithner drawing fire, trying desperately to defend AIG and the bailout in front of the fat cats on the Hill. But right now, at the top of the show, and hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America. Tonight we're going to head to my pal, Easy Ticket Mike, to talk for a few minutes, a little sports here on the show. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was watching a lot of the Australian Open. I'm a big tennis nut, and I've been to a lot of the majors. I've never been to the Aussie Open, and I just watched the American champ, Serena Williams, who's number one in the world. She managed to get through all the way to the finals, so we know she's going to be in the finals again. This is like the fifth straight year for her. She has some incredible luck down under. So, and Li Na is the woman she defeated, a Chinese woman, and the Chinese are starting to come on when it comes to tennis, Mike. It's interesting because in that country, you know, it's all about badminton and table tennis, but apparently now there's big incentives for the men and the women to play tennis. They get to keep all their prize money. The government doesn't take anything from them, so they're encouraging tennis in that country.
Yeah, that would be an incentive there, that's for sure.
Boy, no kidding, huh? Well, in our country, of course, you can drive around all kinds of slick cars. If you get a big NBA contract, have a big old mansion, and take your posse anywhere you want to go. There are a lot of millionaires in the NBA. And some that aren't too happy. Some are notorious. Gilbert Arenas, I think the last time you were on, we were talking about some of the bad boys in the NBA, and now he's suspended for the rest of the season, right?
Yeah, they announced that he met with Stern today, and they had a talk, and Gilbert's going to accept it, and he's not going to appeal his suspension, but he's being suspended for the rest of the year, so he's out from the Wizards, is probably the right thing to do. I mean, Arenas, he admitted, he said it was wrong for what he did, and he's taking his lumps for it.
Boy, no kidding, he certainly is. Hey, speaking of the action on the court, though, instead of all the nonsense that he created, how about the contenders right now? It's still kind of early because at this point we haven't gotten to the All-Star break yet, but we're getting closer. However, you have in the East, Cleveland, big time, and that's not a surprise. Boston, once again, they'd love to be in the thick of it, and they are. And we know that the Lakers are there. Your Dallas Mavericks are there. And I wouldn't really count the Nuggets out either. And there are a couple of other hopeful teams, I think, on the fringe. There's still a lot of basketball to be played. But what do you think we're going to see? Do you think we're going to see the Lakers as another repeat champ?
Well, you know, the Lakers, they play. I'm looking in the West this year to be, you know, actually the Mavericks and the Lakers. The Lakers came here to Dallas a couple weeks ago, and they beat the Mavericks. So the Lakers are a strong team, and it's going to be hard for anybody to get past them. Cleveland, they've got the best record now. As a matter of fact, they beat Minnesota tonight by 14 points. So I'm looking for Cleveland. You know, probably in the NBA Finals, I'm looking for Cleveland and the Lakers, really, again.
Yeah, it could be Cleveland and the Lakers. I agree. It's not hard to imagine that unless somebody sneaks in. And then, of course, the road could always be paved with somebody who gets lucky along the way once you get into the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs,
yep.
This is it for
it,
the
it
NFL.
Could be like last year with Orlando.
Yeah. Getting in, yeah. So you just never know. And speaking of playoffs in the NFL, now it boils down to the Saints and the Colts. Minnesota, they were just a, boy, overtime win away from getting in. They didn't get in. So this could be an interesting matchup, although the Colts are favored by 4, and the smart money says Peyton Manning wins another Super Bowl. What do you think?
I think that's probably the way the outcome's going to be. You know, Manning, he's not putting any fodder out there for New Orleans to use to build up their team. Anybody, you know, they're with the Colts, they're all keeping mum about what they're expecting, but they're going about it, you know, in a methodical way. And I think that Indianapolis is probably going to, you know, repeat again. But New Orleans, they look strong, and you know, it's still anybody's game in the Super Bowl. You know, I was. Last week, I was looking at vintage New York Jets and Joe Namath game from, you know, and who thought that, you know, they would win the Super Bowl. So it's anybody's game, really. But I do think it's probably going to be the Colts, but New Orleans could come up and surprise people.
Boy, you never know. All right, I want to tell everybody you can go to easy-ticket.com. Mike has tickets to over 80,000 events nationwide, like that big round fat number. If you just go there, if you're looking for something in the East or the West or anywhere, not limited to any particular region in the United States, hockey tickets, we didn't talk about hockey, but hockey or basketball, anything that you're interested in, including concert tickets. Mike, you take care. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay, Kate, you have a good evening.
You too. Yeah, you know, it's like I was talking about the Australian Open. I'm sure he had tickets to the Australian Open. Well, you have a front row seat, and you have a say on the State of the Union. You get a chance to grade the State of the Union. I'm sure this audience, so politically motivated and fired up, I guarantee you watched it. We're going to be talking more about that, and we're going to talk about that next with Dr. Will Horton, getting into the mind of Barack Obama. That's next on ATN.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD Golden Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
It's all about the numbers, baby, here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across the country. We don't need to, I just decided we don't need to get inside Barack Obama's head. We need to do the numbers instead. So here's the numbers. Amazon's profit soared 71%. I was reading the Wall Street Journal today, and I was like, wow, 71%. That's incredible. And they're just kind of fluffing off the concerns about Apple's new iPad that we talked about. And they're saying, hey, look, you know, we're just blowing it. We're just blowing and going like gangbusters. In the fourth quarter, driven by a 42% increase in sales that stretch across media and electronics, just so big for Amazon.com. Amazon.com, it is the go-to place for the whole, of course, book thing. And a lot of people end up getting books that way, and they compete in other areas. And that's what they're talking about with the whole iPad deal. That's pretty splashy, though, to say in these times, say 71% profit. I don't think you can just brush that off. All right, we take the 71% profit, and we move to LeBron James, who, for him, this is like a dime, but the Cavalier forward fined $25,000. Why? He kicked a water bottle during Wednesday's win over the T-Wolves. And there was like 10, 12 seconds on the clock in the first quarter, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter. He finished with 11 assists in just 31 minutes, blah, blah, blah. He always has these incredible numbers. I'll tell you, of all the basketball players I've ever seen, and I'm not into the NBA the way I used to be. There's a lot of things I don't like about the NBA now, but I will say this. The guy is amazing. I mean, seriously, he is amazing. The way he can dunk a ball from almost anywhere on the court, it's incredible to watch him. He is a human highlight almost any place you see him on the road or at home, just amazing. But other than that, I don't have much time for the NBA until you get closer to the playoffs. All right, we've got one more for you as far as we can count. And this is another one that I dug up, and we actually didn't give you the payoff on our last ATN show, so I'm sorry about that. But a man was caught at the airport with 44 lizards in his pants. Did you see that? It's so crazy. He was a German guy, and he stuffed these lizards into his underwear. Oh, the thought of that even. Before trying to get on a flight, and they caught him. He's sentenced to prison in New Zealand for plundering, as they call it, plundering the country's protected species. He's 58 years old, this guy. Hans Kurt Kobus. He's going to spend 14 weeks behind bars. He's got to pay a $3,540 fine before being deported to Germany as soon as he is released. I mean, could he be making that much money on the lizards? I mean, really? You think? 44 geckos? Ugh, I don't know. And apparently, I mean, what happened was pretty easy. He had this hand-sewn package concealed in the underwear. What's the deal with the underwear and concealing things in the underwear? So, I guess the geckos were worth more than I thought. $2,800 each on the European market. So he had 44, so he was going for the big kill. He was hoping he was going to really cash in, I guess. But custom records showed that he had been to New Zealand in 2001, 2004, 2008, 2009, and he had been with a Swiss reptile dealer when he was there in 2008. So who knows how many lizards in the past that he's sold and how much money he made on that. You know, you think of drug mules and things that people do and sneak in, but the whole thing with the wildlife deal, oof, don't get it. It's money. Let's head to the headlines. This from a paper in Boston. Yeah, the Boston Globe. Here are a couple of headlines from that paper. Attorney General says clout drives up health costs. That was the headline. It goes on in the story to say that the insurance companies in Massachusetts pay some hospitals and doctors twice as much money as others for essentially the same patient care. That's nice. This was all put in a preliminary report by the Attorney General. You know her name, Martha Coakley. Hey, how about Scott Brown? Here's the headline. Brown to vote how I want to vote. I like this. The senator-elect, who's been called the savior for the Republican Party, pledged just the other day that he would not always vote the party line. He's saying he's going to chart his own course in Washington, period. Good for him. Let's see if he sticks to it. A breath of fresh air if he's going to vote however he feels like he should vote and not always go down on party lines. The Salt Lake City Tribune, here is one of the headlines from that paper. BYU scientists cool to the idea of a face-off. And the Washington, D.C. basically goes on to tell you, the Washington, D.C.-based Science and Public Policy Institute sponsored a climate change contrarian's appearance at the legislature's first ever hearing on climate science last fall to argue that human activity has little to do with global warming. How about that? That'd be an interesting thing to attend, I think. And any different points of view are always good. Is what are the scientists saying? I think you can get a scientist to say there is global warming. You can get a scientist to say there isn't global warming. How about this? A bountiful couple hopeful their adopted daughter will get out of Haiti. And this story is about a couple who had been waiting forever and, you know, were excited about adopting this child from Haiti. And now they're worried about what's going to happen. So they're ready to travel, they say, within an hour's notice anywhere in the U.S. to pick her up. And they were saying that to bring Mia, because they're calling her Mia, and the 70 other orphans being adopted by parents through an international adoption agency in Ogden was still in flux because the latest hitch is the Haitian government's decision is to delay departures of orphans And then there's another problem. The task force, which apparently left for Haiti on Thursday, donated the use of its chartered plane to transport the kids. The group hoped to bring them directly to Utah, where parents would meet them. Now the destination is probably Miami, Florida. How about that? And you know what? This has been a wild thing for them, because in 2005, they started a year-long process to adopt Mia, who was three, from an orphanage in Port-au-Prince. And she arrived at the orphanage, I guess, really starving to death. Then they had all these glitches. So they've been waiting for a long time. And now this is rolling forward. So this is this has been an incredible wait. Good for them that she's okay, and hopefully they can get the child to the to those nice folks soon, sooner rather than later, certainly. Got to love the headers. If you have any suggestions, by the way, on the headlines, please feel free. Something in your neck of the woods that you see, please send it to us at americatonight.net, because I bet there's some interesting things happening in some of the places, probably some of the outer areas of where we're broadcasting to, not necessarily the usual suspects. And it's fun to go through the papers and see what people are talking about and see if there's a common thread anywhere. I did also happen to look at another paper, the Cincinnati Enquirer, and they had some interesting headlines to their credit as well. You know, a lot of the papers still were touting the State of the Union address. That was above the fold in many cases. But they had, in the Cincinnati paper, kind of an attractive blonde woman with her head turned, and it said, "Jury, woman guilty." And it says, "A jury found Shannon Smith guilty of involuntary manslaughter Thursday evening in the stabbing death of her ex-boyfriend." And that was apparently a trial that had gone on for a while, and she claimed she fatally stabbed her ex-boyfriend in self-defense, but now she's facing, I guess, 3 to 10 years in prison on the manslaughter charge. And they returned the verdict. They deliberated for 11 hours. Yeah, that's not always good when you're sitting there thinking your lawyer's telling you, "Oh, I think that you're going to get off. I think you're going to get off." Moving along, and coming up next, because we had a request for it already, we're going to go back down under and talk to Joe Drake from the New York Times. So stick around.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How lucky are we here on America tonight to go down under and speak to one of the best sports writers in the country, and he is a virgin to Dennis, and his stuff has been so good in the New York Times. He writes just brilliant stuff when it comes to horse racing, and he is really doing a great job with tennis as well, and he gets to see it front row and center. Joe Drape, always a pleasure to talk to you here on ATN. Hello.
Good day, as they say down here.
Hey, what was Australia Day like for you? Was that fun?
Yeah, it was tremendous. It's their basic 4th of July, and it was the Murray Nadal match, and they had to stop it for 9 minutes. They told them ahead of time so they could have this, like, tremendous fireworks show. So, you know, it was a big festival. Everybody took the day off. The tennis was raucous and crowded, and, you know, I'm fortunate I got to be here.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, and you've got the front row seat for the big match coming up in the next semis to see who's going to meet Andy Murray for the finals for the men. And Joe Wilfried Tsonga and Roger Federer will take the court shortly in a few. Any chance that Tsonga can eclipse Federer in your mind?
You know, Tsonga is playing very well, and he's young, and he's athletic, and he's really an electric player. But, you know, Roger Federer came into this tournament, and everybody was saying he was beatable. He could be had. He won what he used to be. And he has just been phenomenal here. He has just carved shots and cut people up. And, you know, as a tennis virgin, you said that in the beginning. I mean, I've learned a lot here. And the one thing that I'm seeing that is universal for the great ones, and I certainly, you can see he's one of the great ones, is just the mental toughness he has and the way he can just break people's spirits. In his last match against Nikolai Davidenko, Davidenko goes up 6-2 and then 3-0. And Federer just comes roaring back, and it just totally broke the spirit of the Russian. And you know, we saw it with Serena Williams yesterday. She didn't let that Chinese girl hang in with her. Every time she got a chance to close Serena out, a big ace, a big serve. So, you know, the way everybody's playing right now, I think it's all going to go to the chalk. And you and I are horse enthusiasts, and we know our odds. I saw an item in the paper today, Kate, that if you would have picked Serena and Federer in the double, as some gambler did for $200,000, it would be a 13-1 return. Now, you know, who would have thunk that? Two of the biggest favorites at 13-1. So, you know, it is something here. And I don't know. I think it goes Federer to Murray. That's going to be a tremendous match. The scrambling Scotsman has really put it together. And sort of a fun fact here is Federer didn't win his first slam until the 17th time he played one. Murray is playing his 17th slam, and, you know, until the other night, he hadn't given up a set the whole tournament. So that's going to be, you know, I'm projecting through that's going to be a great match. And then tomorrow on the women's side, we've got probably a classic showdown between two great players in Justine Henin and Serena Williams, and they're the direct opposites of each other. Serena's powerful, great serve, total baseliner, and Justine is all of 5'5", and, you know, she's Picasso out there. She has that one-handed backhand that you don't see men use, let alone women, and she just, you know, carves them, slices them, rips them down the line. And she's been off for 2 years, Kate. You know, in 2008, she was the number one player, and she was going through a divorce. She was burned out emotionally. She was banged up physically, and she said the heck with it and walked away. And this is only her second tournament back, and it's just remarkable that she's gotten to the finals.
Yeah, you leave the game for 20 months, and then she comes back. And you did a great piece about this. You talked about both of them today in the Times in your piece, Williams and Henin, and talking about their matches, that the fact that they've played 13 matches, Williams has the slight edge, but this really has the makings of something super great. I think it goes three sets, and I think it's edge of your seat stuff. At least I'm hoping, as a tennis fan, I'm hoping that's what we see.
Kate, I agree totally with you. And, you know, it was really interesting hearing those two talk about each other because they're adults now, and I say that, you know, kindly. They're 28 and 27. Justine's been away. Serena gets heat for only playing certain tournaments, and she dabbles in the fashion and the jewelry. And they have a tremendous respect for each other. And I think one of the biggest things they like about one another is they have perspective. They realize that there's more to life than tennis. And they're just tremendous competitors. I mean, that's the one thing they have in common is they just stare down the other opponent. They want to win so bad, and it's visceral on the court. So I'm with you. I'm really looking forward to that one. I think that's going to be one for the ages. At least I hope it is. You know, there was concern early that Justine's played all the hard matches, but, you know, she rolled through her Chinese woman matchup in the semis there, Zhang Zhu. And Li Na gave Serena all she could handle. So, you know, they're here. They're physically fit. It's going to be good stuff. I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you think you bring up both Chinese women? And I heard something about the fact that the Chinese are saying to the tennis players, giving them more incentive, hey, you keep all your prize money. You don't have to give the government any of it. You just keep it all. Do you think we're going to start to see more Chinese players prop up and go a little bit further on the tour in the next decade?
No question. And that's the big international story down here. Basically, this was the first time any Chinese players, male or female, got to a semifinal in a Grand Slam. And what has happened, they have sort of loosened up on these young women. They only have to give back 12% of their prize money. It used to be 60%. Mm-hmm. They can have their own coaches freely what they do. And that makes a big thing. And both these young women were just charming down here, easy, you know, funny. And it's really going to set it up. And the genesis of all this was the Beijing Olympics, like so many other things. They wanted to win gold medals, so they loosened up the federation restrictions. They went out there and started developing young players. And really, the next 10, 15 years and sooner, the tennis may just be overwhelmed by these tremendous players from China.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. What's been your favorite thing, Joe, so far about covering the Australian Open? If you had to pick it out, I mean, I know you're going to all these matches and you're talking to the players and you've got a lot of deadlines you've had to meet. Now it's kind of slowed down because there's less matches. But so far, what would be your favorite thing about the tournament?
You know, the whole vibe of Melbourne and the people of Australia and their tennis. I mean, they grew up playing tennis like we grew up playing baseball. It is a national pastime. This is a major event that feels like a country picnic, and I say that with all admiration. It's not all corporated up like the U.S. Open is. You know, it's not coats and ties and entertainment. These are people who come out and love their tennis. And, you know, everything they say about the Aussies are true, Kate. It's an incredibly warm country. These people are very nice. They're very welcoming. It really is just, and it's summer here. So, you know, you do feel like you're at a summer festival here. So I've wandered around, and, you know, I'm at the tennis center a lot, but the Yarra River fronts it right there. And, you know, I'm a 10-minute walk from downtown. And, you know, it's been an experience of a lifetime. And you're a tennis person. I'm learning to be a tennis person. And, you know, I grew up. Well, I won't tell you what years I grew up, but I'll take myself, laying on the floor, watching Rod Laver and Newcomb and Roselawn, then into McEnroe and Jimmy Connors and that era. And, you know, then I sort of kind of fell away from it. There was a years where somehow I got disconnected. I don't know if it was the players that I didn't connect with or what have you. This fun tournament to watch. It's a fun sport to cover. The amazing athleticism. I mean, I had forgotten the skill. Not only, you know, they're like, think of them like golfers doing the reverse drags and, you know, all the ways they have to hold their racket to do certain shots. And then put them in Usain Bolt's or NFL quarterback's body and the way they have to run and slide and slam all the way through. So, you know, it's been a good experience.
Well, so your last book was such a huge success, had nothing to do with tennis. Our Boys, A Perfect Season on the Plains with the Smith Center Redmond. Great book. Anyone listening, pick it up. You will get a true appreciation for a lot of things if you read this one. But do you think maybe there's a tennis book, Joe, in your future?
Oh, I don't know about
Come
that.
Come on.
It looks like Andre Agassi wrote the only tennis book that people wanted to read here recently. Mm-hmm. He's been on the bestseller list for a long time. No, you know, I got a lot to learn on this, and it's been kind of encouraging. You know, you mentioned Our Boys, and that was real refreshing because I went back and lived in a small town, and it was high school football, and it was raising families. And, you know, I never thought I'd get my eyes reopened again in sports, and I did there. And now I've come down here, and, you know, it's nice to do something, to get out of your comfort zone and see another strata, another milieu, and a different set of athletes, and you know, this has been fun. So I don't think I know enough to write a tennis book, but I'll keep that in my back pocket.
Well, I'm coming out to cover the U.S. Open, so if you're there, I'll see you in New York City.
Oh, you know, and I've signed on, man. I've signed on. I'm a tennis scribe now, and the best I can tell, with the exception of the French, it doesn't interrupt my Triple Crown season. So the French, they're going to have to go to Roland Garros without me. But Wimbledon and the Open, I hope maybe they throw me back on it.
I love it. Hey, Joe, thanks for – we know you're busy and you're getting ready for that match, and we appreciate the time here on America Tonight. Thanks, buddy.
Kate, you're one of my favorites. Anytime.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Drape, great, great, great writer. Check his stuff out if you don't know Joe. You know, go to the New York Times, Google it, and read his stuff. It's excellent. His horse racing stuff is bar none. There's no one better. And his tennis stuff has been just tremendous. All right, we're going to pick it up more with the AFC and the NFC with Nail the Score. Thanks for hanging through, and we'll grab some more scores, and maybe one of you will be the lucky winner the next time around. Stay with us.
Why? Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
It's time to go to the movies. When you cut loose and you got a couple of, and I mean a couple of extra bucks in your pocket, do you ever check out the movies? You know, that's kind of one of my great releases, probably besides occasionally, and I'm not great at it, but occasionally whacking a golf ball around. I like to escape into the movies, and I know a lot of you have called and said that that's what you do. If you're having a bad day or you just want to chill from everything on the weekend, that's exactly what you'll do. You'll go and check out a new flick. And I'm sort of all over the map with what I like. I like the Scorsese kind of flicks. He's got that one coming out, Shutter Island, soon with Leonardo DiCaprio. Boy, it looks like a nail biter. I don't know, kind of freaky, one of those psychological thrillers. And it's supposed to be pretty good, though. The trailers for that look decent. However, that's in the future. That's not this weekend. This is also in the future, but I wanted you to hear a little clip of it because, I have to admit it, Wall Street was one of my all-time favorite movies. Michael Douglas as the brutal Gordon Gekko. He portrayed him so well, and he won an Academy Award for it. Now he's going to be in that same role coming out of prison. Charlie Sheen won't be in it, but Shia LaBeouf will instead be the young stud making the big money. And it actually looks pretty good, but here's the trailer for that.
Hey, one silk handkerchief, one watch, one ring, one gold money clip with no money in it, and one mobile phone.
Said greed is good. Now it seems it's legal.
No matter how much money you make,
Mr. Gecko,
you'll never be rich.
Why don't you start calling me Gordon?
All right, so that's something to look forward to. If you liked the original movie, and that was back in the late 80s, I think. All right, moving on, you could check this out this weekend, getting a lot of play on the tube anyway. There must be spending some money promoting this. This is a big step for Mel Gibson, who was thrown out of Hollywood for the comments he made about a Jewish police officer, I think, is why he kind of got ostracized for a very long time now it's been. So he's back on the big screen, and he's playing a veteran homicide detective for the Boston Police Department, and then his only child is murdered literally on the steps of his home. Here is a little snippet of that.
Dad, I'm gonna come home for a few days. I love you.
Perfect.
Hi.
I'm waiting here forever.
You're always early.
Are you starting already? Come on, let's go home. Seeing someone?
Yeah. I wish you had someone.
You're my girl.
Crazy!
Questions, but it appears Detective Thomas Craven was the intended target.
This is someone armed and dangerous.
What do you think I am?
How's he dealing with it personally?
Hey, Emma, Craven's phone. Hello.
Mr. Craven, we have things to talk about.
Like your name and what you're doing here?
Like who shot your daughter.
I want to know what my daughter did here. She did. It's classified.
Emma Charlotte Craven was flagged as a possible threat to the United States of America.
My daughter was not the type.
Everybody talks about power, but they don't really understand.
Cases like these are never solved. You just never can connect A to B.
How do you know that?
Because I'm usually the guy that stops you connecting A to B.
You're going to follow me to the city of Boston. Welcome to hell.
What does it feel like?
We need you aboard right now.
It's too late. It's already been done.
I'm not going to arrest anyone. I never do.
You are out of your depth and far from your jurisdiction.
My daughter was Emma Craven.
I'm the guy with nothing to lose. Fasten your seatbelt.
You had better decide whether you're hanging on the cross or banging in the nails.
All right, that looks like that could be pretty good, but rental-wise, I think that's a futuristic one to remember that you could rent it. And then, of course, comedy for those that want to take their significant other to something lighter. This one is getting a lot of play. It's called When in Rome.
Great job.
love you guys. That's me in the headset. A few days ago, I was a very single, very happy New Yorker. Until one night, I ran into my ex.
Ready to jump in again?
You want to jump in again?
Met someone, and we're getting engaged.
Son of a...
Nick, we read your column every week.
Yeah? I'd appreciate you and me chatting up two ladies and leaving the one that knows more about bookies alone with this.
No! No! No!
No?
No.
How about yes?
Okay.
So I'm in the most magical city on earth for my sister's wedding. And that's where I met him.
Come on, it's vase breaking time.
It's what?
It's a tradition. The maid of honor shatters a vase, and it symbolizes happiness for the bride and groom. It's a special heart.
Okay. Vestigiamo!
They do that for good luck. I'm Nick, by the way.
Beth.
My bad.
When it comes to love, I've never had too much luck.
You don't do that.
But this is what the Romans call the Fontana de Amore. If you throw in a coin, you find love. So maybe if I take a few, like you, you, and you, and you, and you, some of the magic will rub off on me.
What were you doing in the Fontana de Amore during my wedding?
Picking up coins.
Steph, we got a problem. If you take someone's coins from the fountain, they will fall in love with you.
That is ridiculous.
Have any men come on to you since the wedding?
Beth!
Yeah. Seen that look before. You're intimidated because I'm a model.
Whoa!
Yes. You're welcome.
Everybody!
Oh, my God! Hey, can someone call the vet? Because these puppies are sick.
Hello, Rick. I was just thinking about you. If what they say about the fountain is true, how will I ever know if Nick is for real?
You think you're real charming, don't you?
A little bit.
There's a new mural of you on 82nd Street.
I've
been approved by Nick! Seriously, how many guys are you seeing?
Those guys don't know me. They're just under a spell.
Beth, hi!
Why don't you leave me alone?
Beth, it's me, your dentist.
Oh, sorry. I'm flossing twice a day.
Oh, good.
When in Rome.
Hey, look at you. We're a great-looking couple.
Soundtrack available on Photo Finish Records, featuring new music by Jason Mraz.
I'm a-kicking with you. I'm kicking with you.
The Academy is... And 303, featuring Katy Perry. Directed by Mark Steven Johnson.
All right, that's where we finish on that comedy and romance. It was pretty obvious what that's about. It's an hour and 31 minutes, guys, so you wouldn't have to sit through too much, and you'd probably score some big points. Thanks to all of you for listening, and Donovan Madsen for his help on the technicals. Go out and make it count.